The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. It is so nice to be with you this morning. I am thrilled that we can rejoice in the release of the Pfizer vaccine, and also there are others that are being worked on. So this has been a monumental effort. As I understand it, it's been a lot like the efforts in World War II, just the immensity and intensity of the project to roll out within the year of discovery, to roll out a vaccine that has 90% efficacy. So well done to our president and vice president for our billions of dollars that have gone into investing into the creation of these vaccines for the good of all mankind. I think you and I can both express our gratitude for the quality of leadership in that area. If you're just tuning in for the first time, this is called The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home and Seniors Solutions. These are two segments to the show where I focus on general real estate information, as well as sometimes focusing on that senior demographic, those downsizers. Hey, are you one of those downsizers this year thinking about getting rid of stuff? Well, make sure that you get a copy of our Right Sizing Guide. It is a free publication that I wrote for this audience. We're seniors real estate specialists, and what we do is help those who are in need of help downsizing. That might be you. Yes. If you are in that place to get a copy of the guide, call us today at toll-free 1-800-900-9104. Again, that's 800-900-9104 to get your free copy of the Right Sizing Guide. Also, if you prefer, you can read it on our website at ericstewartgroup.com. The Market Ready Guide, also free. I offer it out consistently. If you haven't read it, this has a great timing chart in it for what the market acts like as we go into each year. And you'll find it fascinating to get a copy of that too. So Market Ready Guide, Right Sizing Guide, two primers, free, available. And if you want a copy mailed to you, we will pay the postage because we believe the content is that valuable. I want to thanks and give a little shout out to Byron Ziegler. Byron is a dear friend of my 33-year career here in the residential real estate space. And Byron, thanks so much for having me out. Good to see you and your wife. And you've been a good friend for that long period of time from the days of apple butter. So thank you for that, Byron. So going through, in fact, thinking about when I first started, and Byron was one of the first people that I met delivering apple butter back in 1987, my means of generating people's awareness of who I was knocking on doors and doing that faithfully on the same houses over and over and over again. Those houses are just houses with people living in them. But as folks got to know me and got to see me consistently, they felt like they could trust that I was going to do a good job. I'd sell a neighbor's house, do a good job. They'd say, hey, Stewart knows what he's doing. Well, in 87, we were in the middle of a bull market that started in 1985. That bull market saw prices double from 85 to 1990. If we were to go back in time to 1970, a home might have sold for somewhere around $80,000, $84,000 in Potomac, Maryland, as an example, or in McLean or Arlington, Virginia. And the property increased through the 1970s and saw a tripling in pricing all the way up until the recession in real estate that began, gosh, towards the late 1970s. We had a lot of inflation in our economy, and we saw a run as oil prices were jumping. We saw a lot of inflation. There was sort of some justification for that tripling of prices. And we saw interest rates jump all the way up to 15% or so by the time Reagan took office. And then it went all the way up to something like 18, 19, even 20% briefly before prices for money started coming down. Well, that tripling in the 1970s saw an $84,000 property go up to about $250,000. Whew, incredible. Like, oh, it could never go any higher. I can remember hearing people say that. And then in the 1980s, there was a recession from like in 1980 until 1985. We were in a recession in real estate as well as in our overall economy as we hammered on the interest rate, the inflation rate. And we saw prices drift about 10 to 15% lower. Homes that were $250 were now selling for about $220. And then as the market started to take off in 1985, as rates started to continue going lower, people could afford to buy more house. Sounds familiar to today, right? With rates at 2.5%, having been at 3.5 or 4% last year, prices for money have dropped. Well, we saw prices double. So a 240, 250 home went up to 500,000 between 1985 and 1990. Okay. And then in 1990, the Gulf War started and there was a fairly significant recession in the Washington, D.C. market, and prices drifted in D.C. lower again by about 8 to 10%. So a $500,000 home would have come down to about $450, $460. Well, we went into the year 1998, 1999. So there's a period of about 7 years where we were in a recession, 7 to 8 years we were in a recession. Prices started to creep back up as money continued to fall in cost. And then prices went up and they didn't quite triple in every area, but they went up at least two and a half or three times, depending upon the price point of where the property was. And so a home that was 450 at that point went up to $1 million, $1.1 million by the year 2009. Well, then we went into the Great Recession and prices drifted and we saw prices pull back by 15%, even 20% in some areas. It was higher than that. And now we're in, I guess, over the last 4 to 5 years, we've seen inventory drop. We've seen demand continue to increase and the speed with which homes sell has also sped up and the cost of money has dropped lower. And so here we are coming to this point where prices for borrowing money have dropped so dramatically. It makes it much more affordable to buy a piece of real estate. And we saw prices jump 11% from August of 19 to August of 2020. And then they crept up again through September and October. Even now, and this is where I'm going to bring you forward. Even now, here we are in December, in the Market Ready Guide, there's an excellent graph that shows the historical trend of how prices drift from around 4th of July all the way through the end of the year. And that we will get back to that trend, but right now we're not in that trend. COVID has put more people at home. It's given them the ability to go shopping during the week because they're not downtown working out of office buildings. We may end up getting back to that if the, you know, when the vaccine kicks in, we could go back to sort of a hybrid economy. It's possible, but it's also very likely that corporations will say, you know what, we've got a 10-year lease on this space. I'd rather have everybody downtown, and they will call everybody back downtown to be working. Kids will go back to school. Obviously, that'll be much better for the kids and for the teachers. I have a good friend of mine, and she's a school teacher, and I cannot even imagine the challenge that she runs through on a daily basis, guiding her third grade students through the process of teaching, you know, 25 students, most of them from Ethiopia. And, you know, it's just hard for the kids to pay attention that long. I mean, I don't know about you, but sitting on a Zoom meeting, I'm tempted to be doing three things while I'm on the Zoom meeting. You know, it's just it. And maybe it's just my personality, but you look at how important it will be for kids to go back to school, I think, for us to get focused. And although it's easier to not have to drive lots of places because of COVID, I think we all miss church. I know I miss church, and I know I miss friendship. I miss spending time with other people. And frankly, a lot of the things that I enjoy doing have been shut down or closed even recently because of the, you know, the orders. Okay, so what does this all mean? It just means that I think we're in another bull market where I think prices have the potential, again, the potential of rising by 100%. I'll say it again. I think we're in a market where we could potentially see prices rise by 100%. Because in each one of the cycles of my career, now 33 years, and then the, you know, 17 years before that, I think it just continues back in time that when real estate moves, it moves much farther and faster than we anticipated. And sometimes that 10% jump in 1 year translates into a 15 to 20% jump the next year because of the desperation. I call it the anticipation of appreciation. You end up having folks who are just like, I got to get a house. I just need to be sure I get one for my family. And when it gets desperate like that, I think the temptation becomes do whatever you can. Whatever it takes, let me get the property. I listed a home this past week in Bethesda, and it's in the Edgemoor community, and it's not even on the market yet. And it's really just a buildable lot for 15,000 square foot buildable lot. I mean, it's got a, essentially a tear down home from the 1920s on it, but a great lot for building a house. I was stunned to realize that builders might pay as much as $2.5 million, maybe even $3 million to buy the land, because they could then put up $1.5 million into a gorgeous custom home, maybe $2 million, and sell it for $5.5 or $6 million. It's stunning. Is that not amazing? You think about it. It's not, we're $2.5 million. That's not for the house. That's just to buy the property to put the house onto. Well, what I'm talking about has nothing compared to what, like, places in California, people are paying $2.5 million for a house. I mean, that's what they're getting, is just a small house for that. My aunt and uncle lived in Palo Alto, California, not far from the Google campus. And I think they got $2.3 million 5 years ago for a three-bedroom, two-bath, no-basement house with a two-car carport. Are we going there? I think there's a chance. I certainly think there's enough money floating, and I think there's cheap money. So that's where I think the market's going to be heading. When we get back, Helen Flynn will be with me. Before we get there, Stuart Rosenthal. Good morning, Stuart, from the Beacon Newspapers, coming in today. Glad to have you. The Beacon Newspapers is your source for information for everybody over 50. You want to learn? Go to thebeaconnewspapers.com. What do you got for us on this new Army Museum in Fort Belvoir?
Yes, it's the first National Museum of the Army, and it just opened last month in Fort Belvoir. It really sounds like a phenomenal place. It's humongous, 185,000 square feet. They built the building around a Sherman tank, and a Higgins boat from D-Day, and a real helicopter from the Vietnam War. They're huge, you know, real pieces of war equipment in there, but that's not the whole museum. That's just part of it. Lots of artifacts, of course, but they also have these very cool interactive exhibits. For example, these cost a little bit extra money. The museum itself is free, but if you want the virtual reality things, you can pretend you're defending a bunker or commanding a tank or performing stunts on a 1943 biplane. So those would be cool for especially younger people in the family. But it seems like it's really a very exciting place. And the only thing I want to point out, though, is that you must have timed entry ticket. You can't just walk in. Because of COVID, you have to have a reservation to come in. And it's open 9 to 5, 364 days a year with a reservation.
That's Stuart Rosenthal for you. When I get back, Helen Flynn from the Eric Stuart Group will join us for some insight into downsizing and more right here on the Eric Stuart Show. Don't go away.